Bonus half hour of the huddle today. We'll take you up till 12:30 when Inside Twins takes over. Then 1:35 first pitch for the Twins this afternoon. The Athletic and Stuart, is it Mandel or Mandel? I don't know how you say it. Who cares? Came out with his predictions for 2024 Big Ten football. Here's how it all shakes out. Prepare yourselves to be enraged. Big Ten record, Ohio State, number one, first team today, this year, Ohio State's going to finish with a 9-0 record. This is according to Stewart. Oregon, 7-2. Iowa, 7-2. Michigan, 7-2. Penn State, Rutgers, Wisconsin, 6-3. Nebraska, Northwestern, USC, 5-4. USC, Illinois, Washington, excuse me, USC at 5-4. Illinois, Washington, Purdue, 3-6. Indiana, Maryland, Minnesota, and UCLA, 2-7, and Michigan State, 1-8. They have Minnesota with a 5-7 record overall. When we looked at it last week, I think we predicted
8-4.
We predicted 8 wins, didn't we? Yeah.
I
was floored. And furthermore, he thinks so less of the Gophers, so much less of the Gophers, that he doesn't even bother talking about them in the article. Listen, this is his job. I'm sure he's a great article. I have nothing against him at all. But this is becoming a theme where nationally, nobody really thinks the Golden Gophers are going to do very much. You and I both disagree with this. I disagree greatly with this. Hmm. I certainly think that the Gophers will be better than Indiana and Maryland in the Big Ten. In no way do I think Rutgers is going to be 6-3. Pete, what were your immediate reactions as you saw this list?
Yeah, I was a little bit. It was confusing to me because I think if you look at the Gophers over the last multiple years and then you shift to last year, okay, we didn't have our best year. Definitely one of the worst for PJ as far as, you know, our overall record. Still wasn't terrible, but our overall record was something where we had to get into a bowl game academically. I think it's crazy. And the reason I say that, and I think my big pushback would be this. I like our new offensive coordinator in Greg Harbaugh. I think our defensive coordinator, Corey Heatherman, is also somebody who's going to do a lot. And by the way, Joe Rossi last year, we were number 70 in defense. We gave up almost 27 points a game. So we can only go up, in my opinion, from there. Yeah. And I look around, and the fact that they've got us third to last, we're right down there with UCLA and Michigan State, right? That's where they put us right now. I just don't see it. I like what we see in our quarterback, along with the offensive coordinator, being less predictable, being a little bit more on the passing side, which means it's not just going to be on third down that we throw the football because we need 7 yards. I think he's going to throw the ball on first down once in a while, second down once in a while, and of course on third down. So I like Max Brosmer. Across the board, we picked up a very good running back in Marcus Major, and we've already got a bunch of great running backs. You know, so I just keep looking around going, okay, well, why aren't we going to be a little bit better? We've got a Tyler Williams, the wide receiver, 6'3", 200-pound kid, a four-star guy out of Georgia. That seems like a guy we'd want to have on our team. Christian Driver is another one. Got a monstrous offensive lineman who's 6'7", 380. He might not even start, but if we need him, he's going to be on the field with us as well. We got back Jackson Howard. Jaw Joyner is a kid who's absolutely been a freak show for the Gophers on defense. I don't see where it is that we're not going to be a better team than last year. And I think a much better team than last year because of coaching and the players that are out there and the return of 4 of 5 on the offensive line. I think that everything's lining up pretty good for the Gophers. That's why I think when you and I went through it, we looked at 8-4 and it made a lot of sense. Sure, we're going to lose to certain teams. Maybe we're just not quite there yet. But overall, I see us with a pretty decent winning record of 8-4. So I don't see how this is even in the possibility that we're going to be 2-7 in the Big Ten. I just don't see it.
I think this is, again, and I always hesitate to criticize other journalists because we all have a job to do, and I preface that. I think this is a cop-out. I think they don't understand. Nobody knows what Max Brosmer is going to be. And that's always, as you and I have talked to, time and time and again, Pete, the most important X factor for this team this year is what is Max Brosmer, to me, to me. We know other things, but I think that's what we don't know. And you look at, there's a stretch in the schedule here that I think more than likely is where you where this article is looking at, and that's when it's at UCLA, Maryland at home, at Illinois, at Rutgers. Okay, and so if you believe this article, my guess is UCLA and Maryland are your conference wins, and then Illinois and Rutgers are the losses. I could see Illinois, again, I could see Illinois going one way or the other. There is no way in my mind that the Gophers lose to UCLA. There is no way in my mind that they lose to Rutgers. Mm-hmm. There is no way in my mind. I mean, I even think that they could beat Wisconsin. To me, I think this is a, we don't know what the Gophers have under center yet. So we're just going to say, hey, they're going to win their non-conference schedule, and then they're going to get into their conference schedule, and they're going to have to face Iowa. They're going to have to face Michigan. They're going to have to face USC. That is a gauntlet. It's a gauntlet. That is a, they have a really tough schedule as soon as they come out into conference. To get the 25th, the 9th, and the 23rd team back-to-back-to-back is really, really difficult. But then you get UCLA at UCLA. And I get it. It's a travel. It's tough to get out there. But, like, it's going to be okay. I do think they're going to win that game. And then you get Maryland at home. I don't know why Rutgers is getting so much respect nationally. I truly don't. Mm-hmm. Are other people seeing things that I don't see?
Yes, but they're wrong. Great. They need new glasses. Yeah, I don't like anything about that at all. I look at that as a win for us over Rutgers. I mean, we know who the quarterback is. We both liked him as a quarterback, but, you know, he unfortunately didn't. He wasn't able to execute at the high level that we needed. And so we needed a quarterback. He transferred. We got a quarterback who had a great year last year, who obviously the competition was lower, but it looks like physically and mentally, he's a guy who can step up, and he has stepped up as a leader for that football team. So yeah, I do see losses. I see losses to Michigan for sure. And maybe there's the loss either to USC or UCLA. Let's just say you split there. But I do agree also that if it's Illinois, there is something about Bielema that we just can't beat him, whether he's at Wisconsin or Illinois or anywhere else. There is something about that guy that he puts together teams that he does a great job. I give him all the credit in the world because he's had a lot of success at a lot of different places. But so do we lose to them? Probably. Penn State? Probably. But I think we do beat Wisconsin. I look through this whole schedule. I think that there's a lot of beatable teams with the players that we have put together, whether it's the linebackers and if they stay healthy, the offensive line, great running game. I like our receivers that we were able to pick up. I think there's a lot of different positions out there right now. And I look at our defensive line that I've never really been able to say this, but I think our defensive line this year might be one of the better that I've seen in a long, long time. So with that, that gives freedom for the linebackers, makes the secondary that much better. I'm a big believer, and I'll tell you what, I really do like our defensive coordinator a lot. I think he's a guy who's going to be very aggressive. We're not going to just be sitting back there getting beat up. And, you know, no offense to Rossi, but that team was not very good last year, and they were not very well coached. So I think the reality is that Corey Heatherman, from what I've seen when I've been at practice, he's got those guys very, very motivated and playing very fast and aggressive.
I'm going back through the schedule here, and I really truly believe, and it's still the same 6-1, half dozen the other. I think this is the year that they can beat Illinois. I do. Mm-hmm. If everyone's healthy, I do think Illinois is a beatable team. Wisconsin is going to be a stretch. I think it could happen, but I'm not 100% sold. I still see them winning more than two games in the Big Ten, though.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting to me that once again, this team continues to get no credit. And I don't know, Pete, is part of this because P.J. Fleck is getting this, you know, this mantra of being, and we've talked about it a bunch, great recruiter, maybe not as strong of a coach. I disagree with that. But, I mean, ultimately, he's bringing in great players. And this offseason, more than any other, they have signed some unbelievable players out of the portal and brought some guys over that this class of portal and new guys coming in is probably one of the best in a long time, for my money.
And by the way, when we talk about even the very first game, and a lot of people were critical last week, I think we were talking about that being a win against North Carolina. I don't know why that's not the possibility. They lost a quarterback that everybody thought was so great last year, and he was a very good quarterback, and now he's playing in the NFL. But you lose somebody like that, you've got to replace him. And can you replace him with somebody that's somewhere close to where he was or whatever? Maybe you can.
Brad Johnson's kid, right?
Right. Yeah. So that's a possibility. But the reality is, okay, well, he's Brad Johnson's kid, but is he good enough? Is he good enough against the guys that we've got? We've got Justin Wally at a cornerback. He's a stud. We've got a great safeties on our team all the way down to the highest pick that we've had or state kid we've had in a long time in Coy Parrish. So there's a lot of things, I think, in our favor this year for the Gophers. And I'll tell you what, people don't understand how good I think our offensive line can be. I'm not saying positively they will be, but they could be really special with Quinn Carroll out there and Ursary and Cooper, all these guys. They're going to be big, and they're going to be able to move people around, I think, this year really, really well.
And if you remember that game last year, we both came away from that with Drake May saying, yeah, he's okay, but he wasn't he wasn't incredible in that game against the Gophers. He looked very mortal, I thought. Well, we'll take a quick break. One more segment here. We've got a couple of texts to the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line I want to get to. We'll address those as well as the state fair is here, Pete, next week. It starts this week. What's your favorite fair food? Where are you going? What are you going to first? If you have yours, let us know on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. We're open for suggestions, too, please. We'll talk about all that coming up next on the huddle. Yes. the state fairs this week. We'll talk about that next. Just real quick, stylesfinancial.com talking text line. Dave and Pete, regarding NIL, you mentioned the lack of fairness as far as deals for students go, but how is that going to be any different for players among players on any given NFL teams? I don't get that one. Regarding, you mentioned the lack of fairness as far as it, anyway, someone else says 6-6 more realistic for the Gophers.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there are a couple of games where I think that, you know, you could argue the side like you were just talking about, Illinois. Do we finally beat them or do we lose that game? You know, there's a couple of swing games. There's no doubt about it. But I just feel like everything that I have seen and the players that have come back that were Minnesotans who left and came back, the guy out of Clemson, the defensive end out of LSU, some of these players that are transferring back, we're doing something really, really right. And I think the talent level is probably as good, if not the best, that PJ's had. So I don't think 8-4 is a huge stretch. And 6-6, yeah, it could happen. But I still stay at 8-4.
How excited are you that the state fair starts this week?
Oh, God. Well, Dave, as you know, I'm a guy who's going to go almost every single day if
you
I can.
Love it. Now,
I absolutely love it. My wife loves it. You know, she would never have thought that coming out of Sacramento, California, where we met, and that's where their state fair is out. It's nothing. She even admitted, she goes, you know, usually I'd say California's got Minnesota beat on this, that, and the other, but the state fair, not a chance. So,
all right, we got 3 minutes here.
Yeah.
Before, so both of you, and I texted you a list earlier. Yep. What is your first fair? So give me your top three that you want to eat, and give me one that you're not going to touch.
Oh.
Or maybe just one and one. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
What do you got, Josh? You want to start?
I'll let you start.
All right, I'll start. All right. I'm going to have Richie's buffalo cheese curd, and then also the chicken tacos. Richie's is great. Lulu's deep-fried ranch dressing. I got to do
gross.
It.
Gross.
Probably the most unhealthy thing on God's earth. But you know what? It's only 10 days. And then you got to go.
You're going to try it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gosh. How about the Nordic waffles, guys? That, to me, stands out, too. I mean, caramelized onion, infused Nordic waffle, Whataburger patty melt sauce on a patty with oh, my goodness sakes. I mean, I'm drooling.
Isn't that awesome? Is there one that you're not touching?
You know, there were a couple of things in the seafood area that, and I like seafood generally, but just didn't quite float my boat. I don't know if I could pick just one, because I would say across the board they were a little bit too disgusting for me. But I don't want to be offensive, so I'm not going to call them out.
Okay,
I'll call out the good ones, not the bad ones.
Well, I'll tell you what, The one we tried last year that was new, and again, this is not a knock on the food. It's a knock on me because I'm not from here. I'm not a native Minnesotan. when we tried, it was – what was it? Lutefisk? Was it a Lutefisk something? It was Lutefisk something. Tacos?
Yeah.
Or banh mi? I'll pass on that one. But that's me. You know, like if you like Lutefisk, I'm sure it's fantastic. I am not trying deep-fried ranch. There's no way I'm trying
deep-fried ranch. Oh, come on, man.
I don't work out 6 days a week like you do. I also feel – I mean, despite the fact that I feel like it would be an instant heart attack, it just sounds – doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, guess what? They have paramedics at the fair if you need it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I'll tell you, I am an old school. I am a traditionalist, and I've said this every year since I've been here. To me, the best thing ever is a pickle dog.
It's a quarter dill
pickle, coated with cream cheese, wrapped in pastrami.
Oh,
it is simple.
Where is this?
It is. It's a small stand, right out near. Oh gosh, it's like near the Games Bazaar area on the other block of right across from where the high flyers things that shoot you up in the air. What are they called? Slingshot?
Sure. Yeah, it's like two blocks from the CCO area, I think.
It's great.
Like that.
And then I always have to get a French fries. I love State Fair French fries.
Yes.
They are good.
Just no doubt. And then I'm also on board with the Nordic waffle.
Prana Pup is number one for me. Prana Pup is the first thing I get. Yeah. So yeah. Gonna have to go with the Prana Pup. Obviously cookies, all that stuff, the staples.
I
can't wait for the buffalo cheese. I'm not much of a buffalo person, but buffalo cheese curd and chicken tacos looks great. The what is it, the cookie mini donuts, the crunch mini donuts, looks like about an hour on the toilet, so I'm good on that.
someone national last week, I think it was the Daily Show, took a shot at Sweet Martha's cookies, and I was ready to like fight him. Because I'm like, come on, you don't make fun of us, fine, but don't make fun of Sweet Martha's. That's just not cool. Gentlemen, it's been fun today. Thanks so much. We did an extra half hour. It was great, and I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, look forward to it. I'm going to Blake Shelton next week, next Sunday.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week from the State Fair.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bonus half hour of the huddle today. We'll take you up till 12:30 when Inside Twins takes over. Then 1:35 first pitch for the Twins this afternoon. The Athletic and Stuart, is it Mandel or Mandel? I don't know how you say it. Who cares? Came out with his predictions for 2024 Big Ten football. Here's how it all shakes out. Prepare yourselves to be enraged. Big Ten record, I'll say number one, first team this year, Ohio State's going to finish with a 9-0 record. This is according to Stewart. Oregon, 7-2. Iowa, 7-2. Michigan, 7-2. Penn State, Rutgers, Wisconsin, 6-3. Nebraska, Northwestern, USC, 5-4. USC at 5-4. Illinois, Washington, Purdue, 3-6. Indiana, Maryland, Minnesota, and UCLA, 2-7, and Michigan State, 1-8. They have Minnesota with a 5-7 record overall. When we looked at it last week, I think we predicted
8-4.
We predicted 8 wins, didn't we? Yeah.
I
was floored. And furthermore, he thinks so less of the Gophers, so much less of the Gophers, that he doesn't even bother talking about them in the article. Listen, this is his job. I'm sure he's a great article. I have nothing against him at all. But this is becoming a theme where nationally nobody really thinks the Golden Gophers are going to do very much. You and I both disagree with this. I disagree greatly with this. Hmm. I certainly think that the Gophers will be better than Indiana and Maryland in the Big Ten. In no way do I think Rutgers is going to be 6-3. Pete, what were your immediate reactions as you saw this list?
Yeah, I was a little bit – it was confusing to me because I think if you look at the Gophers over the last multiple years and then you shift to last year – okay, we didn't have our best year. Definitely one of the worst for PJ as far as, you know, our overall record. Still wasn't terrible, but our overall record was something where we had to get into a bowl game academically. I think it's crazy. And the reason I say that, and I think my big pushback would be this. I like our new offensive coordinator in Greg Harbaugh. I think our defensive coordinator, Corey Heatherman, is also somebody who's going to do a lot. And by the way, Joe Rossi last year, we were number 70 in defense. We gave up almost 27 points a game. So we can only go up, in my opinion, from there. Yeah. And I look around, and the fact that they've got us third to last, we're right down there with UCLA and Michigan State, right? That's where they put us right now. I just don't see it. I like what we see in our quarterback, along with the offensive coordinator, being less predictable, being a little bit more on the passing side, which means it's not just going to be on third down that we throw the football because we need 7 yards. I think he's going to throw the ball on first down once in a while, second down once in a while, and, of course, on third down. So I like Max Brosmer. Across the board, we picked up a very good running back in Marcus Major, and we've already got a bunch of great running backs. You know, so I just keep looking around going, okay, well, why aren't we going to be a little bit better? We've got a Tyler Williams, the wide receiver, 6'3", 200-pound kid, a four-star guy out of Georgia. That seems like a guy we'd want to have on our team. Christian Driver is another one. Got a monstrous offensive lineman who's 6'7", 380. He might not even start, but if we need him, he's going to be on the field with us as well. We got back Jackson Howard. Joyner is a kid who's absolutely been a freak show for the Gophers on defense. I don't see where it is that we're not going to be a better team than last year. And I think a much better team than last year because of coaching and the players that are out there and the return of 4 of 5 on the offensive line. I think that everything's lining up pretty good for the Gophers. That's why I think when you and I went through it, we looked at 8-4 and it made a lot of sense. Sure, we're going to lose to certain teams. Maybe we're just not quite there yet. But overall, I see us with a pretty decent winning record of 8-4. So I don't see how this is even in the possibility that we're going to be 2-7 in the Big Ten. I just don't see it.
I think this is, again, and I always hesitate to criticize other journalists because we all have a job to do, and I preface that. I think this is a cop-out. I think they don't understand. Nobody knows what Max Brosmer is going to be. And that's always, as you and I have talked to, time and time and again, Pete, the most important X factor for this team this year is what is Max Brosmer, to me, to me. We know other things, but I think that's what we don't know. And you look at there's a stretch in the schedule here that I think more than likely is where this article is looking at. And that's when it's at UCLA, Maryland at home, at Illinois, at Rutgers. Okay, and so if you believe this article, my guess is UCLA and Maryland are your conference wins, and then Illinois and Rutgers are the losses. I could see Illinois, again, I could see Illinois going one way or the other. There is no way in my mind that the Gophers lose to UCLA. There is no way in my mind that they lose to Rutgers. Mm-hmm. There is no way in my mind. I mean, I even think that they could beat Wisconsin. To me, I think this is we don't know what the Gophers have under center yet. So we're just going to say, hey, they're going to win their non-conference schedule, and then they're going to get into their conference schedule, and they're going to have to face Iowa. They're going to have to face Michigan. They're going to have to face USC. That is a gauntlet. It's a gauntlet. That is a, they have a really tough schedule as soon as they come out into conference. To get the 25th, the 9th, and the 23rd team back-to-back-to-back is really, really difficult. But then you get UCLA at UCLA, and I get it. It's a travel. It's tough to get out there, but, like, it's going to be okay. I do think they're going to win that game. And then you get Maryland at home. I don't know why Rutgers is getting so much respect nationally. I truly don't. Are other people seeing things that I don't see?
Yes. And, but they're wrong. Great. They need new glasses. Yeah. I don't like anything about that at all. I look at that as a win for us over Rutgers. I mean, we know who the quarterback is. We both liked him as a quarterback, but you know, he unfortunately didn't. He wasn't able to execute at the high level that we needed. And so we needed a quarterback. He transferred. We got a quarterback who had a great year last year, who obviously the competition was lower, but it looks like physically and mentally, he's a guy who can step up, and he has stepped up as a leader for that football team. So, yeah, I do see losses. I see losses to Michigan for sure. And maybe there's the loss either to USC or UCLA. Let's just say you split there. But I do agree also that if it's Illinois, there is something about Bielema that we just can't beat him, whether he's at Wisconsin or Illinois or anywhere else. There is something about that guy that he puts together teams. He does a great job. I give him all the credit in the world because he's had a lot of success at a lot of different places. But so do we lose to them? Probably. Penn State? Probably. But I think we do beat Wisconsin. I look through this whole schedule. I think that there's a lot of beatable teams with the players that we have put together, whether it's the linebackers and if they stay healthy, the offensive line, great running game. I like our receivers that we were able to pick up. I think there's a lot of different positions out there right now. And I look at our defensive line that I've never really been able to say this, but I think our defensive line this year might be one of the better that I've seen in a long, long time. So with that, that gives freedom for the linebackers, makes the secondary that much better. I'm a big believer, and I'll tell you what, I really do like our defensive coordinator a lot. I think he's a guy who's going to be very aggressive. We're not going to just be sitting back there getting beat up. And, you know, no offense to Rossi, but that team was not very good last year, and they were not very well coached. So I think the reality is that Corey Heatherman, from what I've seen when I've been at practice, he's got those guys very, very motivated and playing very fast and aggressive.
I'm going back through the schedule here, and I really truly believe, and it's still the same 6-1, half dozen the other. I think this is the year that they can beat Illinois. I do. If everyone's healthy, I do think Illinois is a beatable team. Wisconsin is going to be a stretch. I think it can happen, but I'm not 100% sold. I still see them winning more than two games in the Big Ten, though.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting to me that once again, this team continues to get no credit. And Pete, is part of this because P.J. Fleck is getting this, you know, this mantra of being, and we've talked about it a bunch, great recruiter, maybe not as strong of a coach. I disagree with that. But, I mean, ultimately, he's bringing in great players. And this offseason, more than any other, they have signed some unbelievable players out of the portal and brought some guys over that this class of portal and new guys coming in is probably one of the best in a long time, for my money.
And by the way, when we talk about even the very first game, and a lot of people were critical last week, I think we were talking about that being a win against North Carolina. I don't know why that's not the possibility. They lost a quarterback that everybody thought was so great last year, and he was a very good quarterback, and now he's playing in the NFL. But you lose somebody like that, you've got to replace him. And can you replace him with somebody that's somewhere close to where he was or whatever? Maybe you can.
Brad Johnson's kid, right?
Right. Yeah. So that's a possibility, but the reality is, okay, well, he's Brad Johnson's kid, but is he good enough? Is he good enough against the guys that we've got? We've got Justin Wally at a cornerback. He's a stud. We've got a great safeties on our team all the way down to the highest pick that we've had or state kid we've had a long time in Coy Parrish. So there's a lot of things, I think, in our favor this year for the Gophers. And I'll tell you what, people don't understand how good I think our offensive line can be. I'm not saying positively they will be, but they could be really special with Quinn Carroll out there and Ursary and Cooper, all these guys. They're going to be big, and they're going to be able to move people around, I think, this year really, really well.
And if you remember that game last year, we both came away from that with Drake May saying, yeah, he's okay, but he wasn't incredible in that game against the Gophers. He looked very mortal, I thought. Well, we'll take a quick break. One more segment here. We've got a couple of texts to the stylesfinancial.com talking text line I want to get to. We'll address those, as well as the State Fair is here, Pete, next week. It starts this week. What's your favorite fair food? Where are you going? What are you going to first? If you have yours, let us know on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. We're open for suggestions, too, please. We'll talk about all that coming up next on the huddle. Yes. The state fairs this week. We'll talk about that next. Just real quick, stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Dave and Pete, regarding NIL, you mentioned the lack of fairness as far as deals for students go, but how is that going to be any different for players among players on any given NFL teams? I don't get that one. Regarding, you mentioned the lack of fairness as far as – anyway. Someone else says 6-6 more realistic for the Gophers.
There are a couple of games where I think that, you know, you could argue the side, like you were just talking about, Illinois. Do we finally beat them, or do we lose that game? You know, there's a couple of swing games. There's no doubt about it. But I just feel like everything that I have seen and the players that have come back that were Minnesotans who left and came back, the guy out of Clemson, the defensive end out of LSU, some of these players that are transferring back, we're doing something really, really right. And I think the talent level is probably as good, if not the best, that PJ's had. So I don't think 8-4 is a huge stretch. And 6-6, it could happen. But I still stay at 8-4.
How excited are you that the state fair starts this week?
Oh, God. Well, Dave, as you know, I'm a guy who's going to go almost every single day if
you
I
love
can.
It. Now,
I absolutely love it. My wife loves it. You know, she would never have thought that coming out of Sacramento, California, where we met. And that's where their state fair is out. It's nothing. She even admitted, she goes, you know, usually I'd say California's got Minnesota beat on this, that, and the other. But the state fair, not a chance. So,
all right, we got 3 minutes here.
Yeah.
Before, so both of you, and I texted you a list earlier. Yep. What is your first fair? So give me your top three that you want to eat, and give me one that you're not going to touch.
Oh.
Or maybe just one and one. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
What do you got, Josh? You want to start?
I'll let you start.
All right, I'll start. All right. I'm going to have Richie's buffalo cheese curd, and then also the chicken tacos. Richie's is great. Lulu's deep-fried ranch dressing. I got to do
gross.
It. Probably the most unhealthy thing on God's earth, but you know what? It's only 10 days, and then you got to go.
You're going to try it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Gosh.
How about the Nordic waffles, guys? That, to me, stands out, too. I mean, caramelized onion, infused Nordic waffle, Whataburger patty melt sauce on a patty that. with oh, my goodness sakes. I mean, I'm drooling.
Isn't that awesome? Is there one that you're not touching?
You know, there were a couple of things in the seafood area and I like seafood generally, but just didn't quite float my boat. I don't know if I could pick just one, because I would say across the board they were a little bit too disgusting for me. But I don't want to be offensive, so I'm not going to call them out.
I'll call out
the good ones, not the bad ones.
Well, I'll tell you what. The one we tried last year that was new, and again, this is not a knock on the food. It's a knock on me, because I'm not from here. I'm not a native Minnesotan. When we tried, it was, what was it, Lutefisk? Was it a Lutefisk something? It was Lutefisk something. Tacos?
Yeah.
Or banh mi? I'll pass on that one. But that's me. You know, like, if you like Lutefisk, I'm sure it's fantastic. I am not trying deep-fried ranch. There's no way.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't work out 6 days a week like you do. I also feel, I mean, despite the fact that I feel like it would be an instant heart attack, it just doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, well, guess what? They have paramedics at the fair if you need it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I'll tell you, I am an old school, I am a traditionalist, and I've said this every year since I've been here. To me, the best thing ever is a pickle dog.
It's
a
I like those
dill
too.
Pickle, coated with cream cheese, wrapped in pastrami.
Oh,
it is
where
simple.
Is this?
It is. It's a small stand, right out near. Oh gosh, it's like near the Games Bazaar area on the other block of, right across from where the high flyers things that shoot you up in the air. What are they called? Slingshot.
It's like two blocks from the CCO area, I think.
It's great,
like that.
And then I always have to get a French fries. I love State Fair French fries.
Yes.
They are good.
Just no doubt. And then I'm also on board with the Nordic waffle.
Prana Pup is number one for me. Prana Pup is the first thing I get. Yeah. So going to have to go with the Prana Pup. Obviously, cookies, all that stuff. the staples.
I gotta go with Sweet Martha's.
I can't wait for the buffalo cheese. I'm not much of a buffalo person, but buffalo cheese curd and chicken tacos looks great. The what is it? The cookie mini donuts, the crunch mini donuts, looks like about an hour on the toilet. So I'm good on that.
someone national last week. I forget. I think it was the Daily Show. Took a shot at Sweet Martha's cookies, and I was ready to like fight him because I'm like, come on, you don't make fun of us, fine, but don't make fun of Sweet Martha's. That's just not cool. Gentlemen, it's been fun today. Thanks so much. We did an extra half hour. It was great, and I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, look forward to it. I'm going to Blake Shelton next week, next Sunday.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week from the State Fair.